page 15. This chart shows the average stopping distance on dry, level pavement. 25 miles per hour, 85 feet. 35 miles per hour, 135 feet. 45 miles per hour, 195 feet. 55 miles per hour, 265 feet. 65 miles per hour, 344 feet. Source, Code of Virginia, Section 46.2-880. Anti-lock brakes. If your vehicle has anti-lock brakes, be sure that you understand how they work. Check your vehicle owner's manual and practice braking before you go out on the road. Remember, never pump anti-lock brakes.
Yielding the right-of-way. Yield also means to stop if you cannot merge safely into the flow of traffic. Examples of yielding the right-of-way. When vehicles from different directions arrive at an intersection at different times, the vehicle that arrives first goes first. When vehicles from different directions arrive at the same time at an intersection with no signs or signals, the driver on the left must allow the driver on the right to go first.
If the traffic lights at an intersection are not working, all vehicles coming to the intersection must stop. The driver on the left must yield to the driver on the right. Drivers entering an interstate from an entrance ramp must yield the right-of-way to traffic already on the highway. Drivers entering any intersection or traffic circle must yield to traffic already in it. When entering a roadway from a private road or driveway, you must stop and yield to all traffic and pedestrians.
You must yield to pedestrians or bicyclists who are crossing a street within a clearly marked crosswalk or at an unmarked intersection. Remember that turns on red are especially hazardous to pedestrians. Avoid conflict with pedestrians and bicyclists. Permit them to cross the street safely.
You must yield to funeral processions. Do not cut through, join, or interfere with a funeral procession. Unless led by a police escort, the lead vehicle in a funeral procession must obey all traffic signs and signals. Other drivers in the procession may follow carefully without stopping and may use hazard lights, flashers, to indicate they are in the procession. You must yield to all military convoys. Never cut through or join a military convoy.
Yielding to vehicles with flashing lights. Drivers must take specific actions when they see vehicles with flashing or blinking blue, red, amber, yellow, or white lights on roadways. Stationary, stopped vehicles. When approaching a stationary emergency vehicle or tow truck with flashing lights on a highway, proceed with caution and, if reasonable, with due regard for safety and traffic conditions, change to a lane not next to the vehicle. If you are unable to safely change lanes, reduce your speed and proceed with caution. Violations can result in court suspension of your driver's license and demerit points on your driving record. When passing stationary vehicles in the process of trash collection on a highway of at least four lanes, change to a lane not next to the vehicle if you can change lanes safely. If on a highway of fewer than four lanes, or if you are unable to change lanes, slow down to 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit and pass at least 2 feet to the left of the vehicle. When passing a stationary mail vehicle, proceed with caution and maintain a safe speed for highway condition. You may not park within 500 feet of where fire trucks or equipment are stopped answering an alarm.
Approaching vehicles, same direction. Never follow an emergency vehicle closer than 500 feet when its lights are flashing. When police, fire and rescue vehicles, or ambulances approach you from behind your vehicle using a siren, flashing lights, or both, you must immediately yield the right of way. Safely pull over to the right edge of the road and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. Approaching vehicles opposite direction. When emergency vehicles approach you in the opposite lane on an undivided highway, you must pull over to the edge of the road and stop until the emergency vehicle passes. These requirements do not apply in highway work zones.
Page 16, left column. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are circular intersections with an island in the center and have one or more lanes. entering traffic must yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and to traffic already in the circle. Each road approaching the roundabout is marked with a yield sign and may also have yield line markings on the pavement. Drivers must pay attention and obey the signs. After entering the roundabout, drivers must travel in a counterclockwise direction.
When approaching a roundabout, slow down. Use your turn signals to indicate where you want to go. If you plan to turn right, stay to the right as you enter the roundabout. If you plan to go straight, you may stay in either lane, if it's a dual-lane circular intersection. If you plan to turn left, stay to the left as you enter the roundabout. More information about driving safely through a roundabout is available at the Virginia Department of Transportation website at www.virginiadot.org/info/faq-roundabouts.asp. Left column, first picture. Tips for driving safely through a roundabout. As you approach the roundabout, slow down. Look for the street and direction signs. This will help you know which exit to take. These signs should be posted along the roadside before you reach the roundabout. When you arrive at the roundabout, yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and bicyclists. You also must yield to any vehicles already in the roundabout. Sometimes your entry point will be controlled by a stop or yield sign or traffic signal. When the way is clear, you may enter the roundabout. While inside the roundabout, stay in your lane until you are ready to exit. Use your vehicle's right turn signal to let drivers around you know what you want to do. Do not change lanes or take an exit before checking for vehicles that may be continuing through the roundabout in the lane next to you or behind you. Expect vehicles to be in blind spots you cannot see in your rear view or side mirrors. Quickly glance over your shoulder and check for any vehicles that may be in your blind spot.
Changing lanes. Before changing lanes, check your side and rear view mirrors for traffic approaching you from behind. Then use your turn signal to let other drivers know you plan to change lanes. Check for other drivers who also may be moving into the same lane. Just before you begin moving into the other lane, quickly glance over your shoulder and check for any vehicles that may be in your blind spot. Whether you are changing lanes, passing, entering, or exiting a highway, always use your turn signals and check traffic to the rear and sides. When driving on a multi-lane highway, stay in the right lane if you are driving slower than the traffic around you. The left lane is for passing only.
First picture. Passing. When passing another vehicle, check the traffic ahead of you, behind you, and in your blind spot before you attempt to pass. Signal and then accelerate to pass. Return to the right lane as soon as you can see the front of the passed vehicle in your rearview mirror. It is against the law to exceed the speed limit as you pass. Complete the pass before you reach a no-passing zone. If you're still in the left lane when you reach the zone, you're breaking the law. You may pass on the right if the vehicle you are passing has signaled and is making a left turn. Be cautious because the vehicle you are passing may be blocking your view or blocking the view of other drivers. You may not pass on the right if you must drive off the pavement or main portion of the roadway to get around the other vehicle.
Page 17.
When approaching or passing a person riding a bicycle, moped, or power-assisted bicycle or other device, reduce speed and pass at least 3 feet to the left.
When being passed, don't speed up. Maintain a steady speed or slow down.